North Shore University Health System provides comprehensive, fully integrated health care to the Chicago region with a vast network of medical experts, 4 award-winning hospitals, and 2,200 affiliate physicians. Our physicians are dedicated to exceptional patient care. And now, the host of North Shore Health and Wellness, Melanie Cole.
Do you listen to your body when you exercise? Do you know the difference between good pain and bad pain? Red flags when you're exercising? My guest today is Dr. Michael Ladewski. He's board-certified family medicine and sports medicine physician at North Shore University Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ladewski. So tell us about listening to your body when you exercise, and what kinds of pains should signal a red flag that tells us something is not right?
Well, as far as listening to your body during exercise, you want to make sure that, first, before you start exercising, you're well hydrated, so any signs that you may be dehydrated, just sometimes people get headaches with that, or their performance is put off and they don't do as well as they normally do, so that could be a sign that perhaps you're not hydrating very well. And then as far as aches and pains are concerned, any kind of pain that's related to a certain bone is oftentimes very worrisome to us versus a muscle or a soft tissue. Maybe less so, but it's oftentimes difficult to determine exactly the seriousness of an injury until someone's seen by a healthcare provider.
Should you be sore after a workout?
So soreness is a normal presentation after a hard workout, and it represents the body's adaptation to the stress that it's been going through during exercise. So soreness is not abnormal. It's not a concern, but any kind of pain, so a feeling of pain would be something that's concerning that should be looked into further.
Now, what about some things that we can do to prevent injury before or after our workout? Talk about stretching a little bit, and people are always asking me, Dr. Ladewski, should I stretch before a workout or after a workout? If it's cold out, what do you do? So speak about prevention a little bit.
Yes, yeah, so stretching questions, those are good ones. And what we think is the best thing to do is to stretch your muscles when they are warm. So either that would mean going for a short, quick jog, or in some way warming up the muscles that you're going to be exercising prior to then stretching them. And there's different types of stretches that can be done, too. So static stretches, where someone stretches a muscle and holds that position for a certain amount of time, those certainly are not good to do when the muscle is cold or when they're not warmed up. So some people are able to do a little bit of a warm-up, get some blood flow to those muscles, and then do some stretching. Or in addition to static stretching, there's some dynamic stretches, which are done at the same time of a warm-up. So certainly I think it's good to do these stretches before your main exercise, but you want to do them after an initial warm-up. And then I think it's also beneficial to do stretching after your exercise. So, of course, your muscles will be plenty warm by then. And those are some of the things that you can do to try to maintain or even increase your flexibility, which we think leads to decreased injuries overall.
And Dr. Ladewski, you know, we're learning more and more about chronic injuries and prevention of chronic injuries. If you're somebody who is, for example, a runner and that's all you do, to prevent some of the running injuries that might happen or chronic injuries, what do you think about cross-training to kind of get your body used to other things so that you don't have a chronic overuse injury?
Yes, I think that's a great idea, and it's pretty well thought of as a strategy to prevent overuse injuries, as you mentioned. So certainly for some sports, people are engaged in repetitive activity in that sport, and that is what makes them better and most competitive. But throughout training, there's different ways in which people can increase their fitness level, and it might not be directly related to that exact motion that they're going to be doing during a long endurance event per se. So running is a great idea, or a great example, and that's basically the same motion over and over and over again, And that can't be gotten away from during the competition. But during training, the cardiovascular system can be challenged in different ways without that same motion. So either on a bike or swimming or different types of running drills, perhaps, that don't have the same exact type of form that that person is going to be experiencing during the competition. And so in addition to cardiovascular training, weight training also we think is very important, too, when we speak specifically about maybe some more of these endurance sports. So by strengthening the muscles and around joints, we think that that can also lead to decreased injuries from overuse over time, because those muscles then we think are able to better sustain some of that stress that's involved with these overuse exercises. So varying the types of exercises that the athlete incorporates during their training period, I think it's very important, and including strength training too, with pretty much any type of activity, has been found to be beneficial as far as keeping those overuse injuries from causing problems.
In just the last few minutes, if you would, Dr. Ladewski, tell listeners why they should come to North Shore University Health System for their sports medicine care.
Well, we have a great group of primary care sports medicine physicians who are able to see patients really of any age. So everyone has experience in treating patients from the earliest of ages till up until their 70s, 80s, and 90s. So our goal is to get people back to their activity that they were doing perhaps before they were injured. And so I think we have a great group that has the experience as well as tools for referral to physical therapy and other types of therapies, non-surgical, that can help people be active. And that's our main goal, is to get people back to doing what they like to do in their activity, because, of course, we all know that that leads to greater, longer, healthier lives for all of us.
Thank you so much. It certainly does. You're listening to North Shore Health and Wellness. And for more information, you can go to northshore.org. That's northshore.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.